Hey folks, Dan Free here, the Mortgage Update. Today is August 10th, 2020. Hope you like what you see. It's coming together. We upgraded the website. Now we're upgrading my studio and we're upgrading a whole bunch of other things. So let me see if I can get this in focus to get it centered. Got some new lights. The table's coming in. Some other plaques are coming in. Some pictures on the wall. Got a new mic stand and I got a whole bunch of other stuff going. So thanks to you guys. I'm trying to make this more entertaining, more appealing to the eye. Hopefully I got the audio down. So now we're working on the video. So that being said, why are you here? Basically, you're here to see what's going on with mortgage rates. So instead of me jabbing, let's get to it. So what happened today with mortgage rates? Well, we follow this right here, and that's why hundreds, if not thousands of people, I'm getting about 2,000 views a day, so thank you guys out there. And they come here to find out what happened to today's 30-year mortgage rates. And tomorrow will be the big day. Every Tuesday, I do a video that I compare my rates to as many companies as I can find on the web. So if you have any ideas on who you want me to compare my rates to, please put that down in the description below. And if you can help me find the link, I'd greatly appreciate it, because many of these that you go to, as you guys probably find out, it just launches you to a website that has about 30 different mortgage companies on there that are paying for advertising space. So that's a lot of wasted time for you and me. So I'd rather just go right to the source and figure out what my rate is versus those out there. So that being said, why do we follow this number here and what is it? Well, it's a mortgage-backed security. Well, what is a mortgage-backed security? Great question. Mortgage-backed security is an investment similar to a bond that is made up of a bundle of home loans bought from the bank that issues them. So it's an investment. It's a bond. How does all this stuff work? Well, as the price of bonds fall, the yield goes up if interest rates rise. If the price of the bond goes up, interest rates go down. Okay, so let's follow this. This is the price of the bond. As the price goes up, it's good, means rates are coming down. So here's kind of today's analysis and what I predict for the week and the month and then sometimes to come. So coronavirus is playing a huge role in all this, as well as the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve's coming in, stepping in and buying up tons of bonds. They're mortgage-backed security bonds, as well as corporate bonds and a bunch of other things. They're trying to stabilize these markets. Okay, so that's one thing that's very much helping the markets. The next thing is, you see here, is there's some lines here, and there's lines all over the place. And this is why I ask you guys to follow me. If you're a realtor, financial planner, a mortgage person, a consumer, I try to make sense of this to you or for you. I do all the research on your behalf. I subscribe to all these channels that'll cost you thousands and thousands of dollars if you were to do it on your own. I highly suggest, unless it's your living, you do what you do best, and please use my services when it comes to mortgages, because this is all I do and all I've really ever done most of my adult life. So let's dissect what's going on here in the markets right now. We have a +8, which is good. Again, up or green is good. Now you're going to see a chart here with all kind of lines. This is basically what's going on with this price right here, the mortgage-backed securities. So you're seeing it's going up, which is good. That means rates are coming down. All right. Over in here, you're going to see a bunch of lines. This is a line here. This is a line here. This is a line here. Obviously, I'm not trying to tell you anything you don't know. What these lines are called are Fibonacci levels, okay? These are floors and ceilings. As we surpass one ceiling, a new ceiling is created. So think of it when you take your little kids, when you took them bowling, when they were real small, they could hardly hold the ball, and they just chuck it down the aisle, and it goes ding, 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 and that's what this does. So it's telling us in a normal market, or in most markets, you're going to bounce between these lines here. All right. So right now we were hitting major resistance levels right in these areas here. You can see all these categories right here where we're hitting resistance. Okay. And then Corona 2 starts hitting. Let me go back and show you a little history. Let me go back even further. This is probably condensing it. Here, we were in this kind of market and it was going pretty good. And then all of a sudden, everything just went bonkers. Coronavirus hit, everybody's in panic mode. Mortgage rates plummeted to an all-time low at that time. All of a sudden, we had a correction and forbearances were announced, and we had a crash in the market. Look, this is huge. This is a lifetime of changes. And when I was explaining it at the time, I'm like, guys, this isn't normal. Don't lock in these areas, because basically there's nothing going on. As long as mortgage companies survive, which they have to, you're going to have a comeback in the market. So I waited, but if you used other mortgage companies, they probably locked you here. You might even closed in here if you were looking to buy a home. If you closed between March and April, please call me or send me your mortgage statement. I'll give you that information at the end. I want to look at refinancing you. And I'll give you some quotes. Anybody over $200,000, I'll give you a quote also for no costs refinancing. So you'd be surprised. Rates have probably dropped over 1%, close to 1% since this time, especially down in here, probably more. So you can probably refinance at least 0.5%, maybe 0.5% more with no closing costs. So that being said, let's condense this a little bit. Let's go back to the last quarter. We surpassed this right when Corona 2 basically started hitting again, and the government started stepping in and saying, okay, we need to do something more to resolve some of the fears that everybody has out there, especially with the ending of a lot of programs. So we kicked out of this range right here, which we had resistance for a while. And if I went back here, you'd even see it back in this area. So we started hitting a resistance level right here. And this now is playing really havoc on us. We've hit it here. We've hit it here. We've hit it here. We're hitting it like every day, and we're not going past it. And then, what I'm thinking is we've hit the bottom. We've hit the floor. Is there a possibility the rates could go down a little bit? Yeah, maybe by 0.1, maybe 0.2 if things catastrophically hit. Where we should be, though, is in these areas, right? Probably in this area right in here. Okay, why do I say that? Well, we look at more technicals. We look at a lot of these right here, these lines throughout here. What are these lines? There, you can see 25 DMA, 50 DMA, 100 DMA, 200 DMAs. DMA stands for days moving averages. So if you average all the numbers out, this is where we would be. So if you blend it out for here, we should be down in here. If you blend it out in here, should be here. Blend it out in here. So let's take the middle. Okay, so if you have three averages going, short, long, and midterm, let's say we should be in the middle. So we should be right about in this range here, between here and here. All right, that's a decent sized drop here. So I'm being very cautious right now. I locked a lot of people in right in here. And I saw this hit. This is kind of a head and shoulders chart right here. We hit resistance, we broke it. And then we came back down below it. And as soon as that hit, I started locking everybody in. And we're better now than where we are back then than where we are today. So for those out there, if you don't know if we locked you in, please reach out to your loan officer or myself. I did reach out to a couple of people over the weekend that were asking me, hey, am I locked? Well, they were on pre-approvals. So you can't lock in a rate until you find a home. So that's where we are here. Okay, so that's the charts of what are happening today and going off the past, and some averages is right here. So at the economic calendar, what do we have coming in this week? A lot of inflation stuff. So I don't think this is going to play any havoc or concerns to the market, because I don't really see inflation at all of a threat. The Federal Reserve tries to, this is one of the areas they really focus on. And they want to inflation to stay at 2%. That's where they really want it. They don't want it lower. They don't want it higher. Right now, we're teetering about 0.9 to 1%. That's below where they want to focus on. So they're making money even cheaper. All right. What happened? You know, what's happening and kind of some other things that I follow is employment or unemployment. The unemployment rate right now, they're saying, is about 10.2%. Real unemployment, I'm saying is between 15 and 19%. And why? There's a lot of people don't know this. There's a lot of companies in the last reporting cycle that didn't report. And that's cause for concern. Did they go out of business? Is the person who's in charge of reporting not reporting because they're not in? Have they been furloughed? What's going on in that area? Also, some of the stuff that's coming out over the weekend, and you'll hear about it today or tomorrow, is the employment or unemployment benefits. As you know, President Trump jumped in and did an executive order issuing a $400 per week unemployment benefit, down from $600. Take it for what it's worth. I'm not going to get political on that part of it. Federal Reserve is guaranteeing $300 of that. Then your state, which has funds, and it was federal funds given to them, is to contribute $100 a month or a week to that unemployment piece. It's optional. Your state has the option if they want to do that or not. But everything that I've read and everything I've looked into, the federal government has given the states money to use for that. So please, no political issues. I don't want to get into, you know, Trump and this and that. I'm just giving you the facts behind all the things that I know. Payroll taxes, they're issuing a payroll tax holiday. It's not saying it's going away. It's getting kicked, the can's getting kicked down the road as of January 1st, 2020. It'll be reactive. So employers and our employers are going to have to then pay back that payroll taxes. Trump is saying, though, if he's reelected, he'll basically wipe it clean. I don't know if that's possible or not. I guess he has the ability to do what he can. And again, I'm not getting into the political side of those things. Student loans are deferred through the end of the year. And evictions, the eviction process, they're working on that right now. So I just wanted to bring everybody up to tune on what's going on in the markets with regards to real estate and loans. We go to the mortgage news that I post every day. At the end of the day, there's really nothing here. One of the things that's in here is rates are also rising. And it was an interesting article, because all we really see is rates dropping and dropping and dropping and dropping more. They're saying, you know, when somebody looks back at this, you know, years down the road and says, man, all they ever did was lowered interest rates. You know, did they ever move up? Guys, they're going to move up. It's just when. And when they move up, it's probably going to be pretty swift is what I'm thinking. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just saying I've done this a long time and I've seen it. CNBC, one of the biggest things that they I followed here, and this was interesting, the biggest jump in searches when it comes to real estate is the process of buying a home. Those searches jumped 950%. And the minimum credit score to buy a home. So I'm going to readdress those. I do have a video that shows you the process of buying a home. I'm going to go over that. I'll do that tomorrow. And then the next day I'll do minimum credit scores to buy a home. I'll go through every program there, FHA, VA, USDA, conventional, all those programs, and what's the minimum score is and how you qualify for those programs. So that should be it for today. Let me go to my website. The website is up and running, and it is awesome, and people we're getting huge feedback on this. People are loving the app, online application, the tools, and everything else. So if I can be of any help to you, please. I try to zoom in, and my Zoom never works when I'm editing. But if I can be of any help, you want to reach out, and you want to get some assistance, or you have questions, just give us a call. Give me a call. 844-775-LOAN. That's 844-775-5626. Or go to my website, therateupdate.com. Or another way to get me as well, and I'm going to explain to you what I'd like to get from you if I can, is email me. My name is Dan Frio. So my email address is dfrio, which is F-R-I-O, at preferredrate.com. Here's what I ask clients to do. For those in the mortgage process right now, what I've asked of you to do is send me a copy of your fee worksheet or your loan estimate. And anytime you're in the middle of getting a mortgage, we have to issue you either a fee sheet or a loan estimate. What that does is it goes over the rate and all the fees. Again, like I said, don't be wowed over just the rate alone. I see on average, and it's crazy. I saw, I don't know how many today, I saw fees up to about $8,000 to $10,000. I don't know, guys, if you realize you're financing that. The biggest trick that everybody says is, you know, your max out-of-pocket expense is $500. I don't care about the out-of-pocket expense. What's my expenses? So you're charging me $10,000. Oh, great. Well, $9,500 of that's going to get financed. I'm going to pay interest on that over 30 years. I don't want that. So what I ask you to do is send me a copy of the loan estimate or your fee worksheet and give me all the data on there. If you don't know your credit score, so what I need to have to create or come back to you and say, okay, here's the rate and all the fees and everything I could do for you. Here's what I need. I need the loan amount you're looking for. I need the home value and I need your credit score. Those are the three big pieces of this puzzle. Well, if you got the loan estimate, you got basically everything you need. What the missing piece is your credit score. So if you know your credit score, let me know what it is. If you don't know your credit score, I got a free system you need for you to go to. It's to sponsor my show, but they don't charge anything, believe it or not. And to check it out, go to credit scores, it's plural, creditscoresandmore.com and choose step one. Don't pay for anything. Don't put in your credit card. Don't do anything. And when you start getting inundated with, they hate when I say this, but when you start getting inundated with emails, you can just go down and unsubscribe. What that's going to give us is that's going to give us a generic score or a ballpark score that you have. So now I have the loan amount, the value of the home, and your credit score. I can tell you what I can or can't do for you. And that's basically all I need from you. If your rate is 3.5% or higher and you haven't done anything yet and you're a little scared, I'm not going to qualify or whatever, just send me a copy of your mortgage statement and again with your credit score and let me know, you know, here's where I'm at. You think there's a chance of me getting anything done? I'll respond back saying, if there is, here's what I can do for you. Let's explore, you know, why you think you might not qualify. I have a young man today that has a full-time job and a part-time job. His full-time job, he's furloughed right now for a little bit of time, but the program that we're putting him into doesn't require, it just requires that he is working. He also is working a part-time job he's been on for years. So I'm like, well, the program we're fitting you under, all we have to do is validate your job, a job, and we can get you through. And he thought he was dead in the water. He's like, there's nothing that I can do. No. And we're getting him closed probably within the next week or two. So those are areas where I can at least come back to you. And it's no hard pressure sales, anything of that. I'm here to help consult with you and say, okay, here's what I got. I'll go through all the options you have. And then you decide if it's something you want to do. So that being said, I might get out of here. We're supposed to get 100-mile-an-hour winds. I'm in Chicago and I'm probably going to take off early so I can get home and stay out of traffic and stay out of the wind and just to be safe. So if I can be of any help, please reach out. Love to hear from you. God bless. We're trying to get we're trying to hit 10,000 subscribers this month. So if you would, please click the bell down below, subscribe button, hit the bell. I'm trying to post all every day. I do post every day, but I'm trying to make the titles where it gives you information on what that video is. If you like the content or the title, go ahead and watch. If you don't, pass it by. And then as soon as I hit 10,000 subscribers, I'm going to have a big giveaway. And there's a system that I use that actually picks a winner. So as soon as we hit 10,000 subscribers, I'm going to post a video thanking everybody with a really nice prize there. So God bless. Take care. Be safe. And I will see you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Bye-bye.